Mark's Gospel highlights that Bartimaeus throws aside his cloak. And in this small action of throwing away his cloak, Mark wants us to understand that there's a special meaning to that very little action. In first century Palestine, a cloak was more than just clothing. It served many essential purposes. It protected individuals from the weather and to keep them warm in cold winds and in their winter. And at night, it could become a blanket so it keep you warm at night so you can sleep. For a beggar like Bartimaeus, the cloak represented not only a physical need in his life, but also his identity and status in society. This was someone who was reliant on the kindness of others. When Mark tells us that Bartimaeus threw his cloak aside and sprang up and came to Jesus, he wants us to understand how important this little action is. When he removes his cloak, it symbolizes his leaving his old life. It's an act of representation of his faith and hope, showing that he was ready to overcome his situation and limitations. Bartimaeus wanted to escape the poverty that marked his life as a beggar, especially as a blind one. Just as the apostles left their fishing nets to follow Jesus and gave up everything, this cloak represents his past, reminding him of his blindness and his life of begging. So this detail illustrates that Bartimaeus recognizes how Christ can transform you. And in that moment we read from Mark, he realizes that Jesus is not merely someone who he is calling out for money, but he was someone who will give him his sight back. And he recognizes him to be the Son of David, who possesses the power to change his life completely. Jesus then speaks to Bartimaeus, and like he's a person, because in those days, if you were blind or sick, you were seen as a sinful person. You wasn't part of society. So Jesus goes towards him. In fact, he touches him. And he says to him, "What do you want?" And Bartimaeus says, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus replies, "I will." Because he recognizes that he doesn't want to beg on the side of the road anymore. He wants to see again so he won't be dependent on strangers and their charity. He won't be seen as a person of pity and scornfulness. And Jesus recognizes that in Bartimaeus and says, "Go, your faith has made you well." And straight away, Bartimaeus regains his sight. As Mark tells us, he leaves his begging cloak behind and follows Jesus. He doesn't turn back. He just leaves it on the floor and runs towards Jesus. And in this gospel passage, the one who couldn't see with his eyes was the only one who could see with his heart. You can't come sit down. So the others in the crowd told him to be quiet, and they didn't believe that Jesus would want to help this poor blind beggar. But Jesus did want to help him. And Jesus wishes to help us too. We might not be blind or beggars, but he wants to bring his warmth and light into our lives, those cold places of our lives that we find difficult to live with. He promises to guide us towards renewal for our benefits. And he does this because he wants to demonstrate in a real way how much he loves us. We all have faith. If we didn't, we wouldn't be here today. We'd be shopping or whatever you do on a Sunday, other than going to church or play golf. I don't understand that sport, but I've seen people play in the pouring rain to actually play golf. So we all have faith, and we all are searching for a deeper faith, a deeper relationship with Jesus. So how can we deepen our faith and light and let God's life and light transform us more and more? Well, you're in it. Today, during the Eucharist, we're invited to follow the example of Bartimaeus. Like him, we want to open our hearts to Jesus and bring him our needs, our desires, our struggles. Do we ever feel lost or confused in our lives? Are there burdens that we carry, hold on to, and they feel like a heavy chain? So as we prepare to receive the Eucharist, let's take a moment to open our hearts to God. That's why the Eucharist is there. This is a time to set aside our doubts and fears, hence starting with confession and absolution, and allowing ourselves to be open to his presence. Like Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, who gave up his cloak in a strong act of faith, we're called to let go of the burdens that hold us back in our Christian lives. The blockages, the parts of our lives that we don't want to hand over to God. But when we surrender, when we open our lives to his power to transform our lives. So in a spiritual way, like Bartimaeus, we need to cry to Jesus, even when sometimes we think he doesn't talk to us, times that we feel far away from God. Because when we trust in the things of Jesus, then we are demonstrating our need and trust in him. So later on, as we approach the altar, hopefully with open hearts and minds and spiritual sight, we invite the grace of the Eucharist to renew us. And as we receive the body and blood of Christ, that we may be transformed and gain strength to live our life and faith in the world. In a way, this is our main meal, but we only have it once a week, or maybe every day, that energizes us to go out and live the Christian faith. We just don't talk it, we live it. So let's take the opportunity to grow closer to God, trusting that he will guide us in our faith journey and heal us of any spiritual blindness that we may be suffering from. So as we come up for the Eucharist, for the presence of Jesus in the bread and wine, in a way, it's a conversion sacrament, a sacrament that brings healing and wholeness, not because of the act of the Eucharist, but because in the Eucharist we receive Jesus, his presence, and his life. Amen.